and welcome to episode 38 of What's This Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
Today we're going to do Mickey's Birthday Land.
Right? I don't know anything about this.
Yay. That's good, though.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
I know. Well, I thought about doing Toontown, and I was like, well, you can't. There's not really much to do in Toontown because it was just basically Mickey
houses.
And Minnie's. Yeah, so we'll do that eventually, but there's a lot more to dig a little deeper.
So there was a whole, so you had Adventureland, Frontierland, Tomorrowland. I was going to say Spaceland. That's wrong.
Spaceland.
New Orleans Land.
No, that's in Disneyland.
Was this in Disney World?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were doing Disneyland.
No.
Oh, little mix up there.
Yeah.
All right. So no Fantasyland.
So Liberty Square. Fantasyland was there.
It was?
There's Fantasyland and Fantasyland.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Fantasyland was, like, Small World, Peter Pan, Dumbo.
All still there.
Yeah.
And New Fantasyland is Disney's
No, not PhilharMagic. It's, like, Belle's Enchanted Storytime that we love so much.
Oh, okay.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That makes more sense.
They moved Dumbo back there, put the circus in. And then Goofy's Barnstormer was in Toontown. I don't know if they moved it at all, okay. But yeah. So it was like that back area. That was Toontown.
That makes sense because it seems really out of place.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it belongs there.
Actually, no, it was open the first time we went together in 2014.
Toontown?
No, New Fantasyland.
Right. I've only experienced the way it is right
now. Yeah. Oh, so when I was in 2008, I went, I think there was a wall up. I want to say.
Rebuilding.
Yeah. I don't know if everything was closed, like what they shut down for Toontown, but I'm pretty sure I couldn't get in Toontown. But I feel like I'm wrong on the dates, but yeah. I remember it being construction.
Casey's Circus. Is that what it's called?
Casey Jr., Splash ground thing.
That whole area wasn't always there?
No.
I just assumed it was always there.
No. That circus tent is brand new. Even the Dumbos are brand new. They pretty much like redid the whole thing, and there was only one Dumbo ride at first. Now there's two.
That makes a lot of sense because every time we walk by there, I'm like, why is this here?
Yeah. I know. Well, like, it's not even like it was just that because it was the whole area, but the circus just is so off the course.
It doesn't fit with the rest of the theme park.
I think once Tron's there, it'll be more accessible. Because that whole area will be opened up and like have walkways and stuff.
I hope so.
But since there's only one entrance to the circus, and then there's that back entrance that you can go to Tomorrowland, but that's like such a secluded little area.
And you got to deal with the smokers.
Oh, yeah. It's gross. I wish they would just like put them in the forest or something. There's no forest.
There should be.
Okay, so but today...
They would burn it down.
Burn it down. Yeah, so we'll do Birthday Land today.
That's awesome.
I'm not even going to finish Birthday Land because there was this show. I mean, I'll get to it, but like there was another show about like these Disney afternoon cartoons that changed like yearly. So we'll have to dedicate a whole episode just to that one show because it changed every year.
That's a lot.
Like it had like the Gummy Bears, Goof Troop, DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, Chip and Dale's a... Rescue Rangers.
Gargoyles?
No. Gargoyles, I feel like did they have a show anywhere? I don't know. I feel like it would have been an MGM, if anything, but I don't think I feel like they didn't have one. I could be totally wrong, but I don't remember.
Darkwing Duck had one?
He was in this show. It wasn't just his show. So we'll do that another episode. So I'll go over what we're doing today in a bit. Do you want to do some... Disney history?
Yes.
For today?
Let's learn. Let's educate the people. Warren.
I mean, there's really not much thrilling stuff here, but let's see. January 23rd. So let's start with... There's a lot of cartoons that came out in like the early 1920s to 40s.
Nothing I've seen.
So 1942, the Disney cartoon The New Spirit... distributed by the War Activities Community of the Motion Picture Industry, is released.
Propaganda?
Yeah, so Patriot Donald Duck, eager to learn what he can contribute to the war effort, is disappointed when a radio announcer advises him to pay his income tax promptly. The announcer turns him around by explaining the vital need for his money, and he guides Donald through the simplified tax form to help him use his taxes to beat the axes.
Axis.
Yeah, but it didn't rhyme, so I had to say axes.
Maybe they said taxes.
Taxes to beat the axis.
Tax us to beat the axis.
But the axos isn't, it's axis.
I know that, but it sounds better than taxes to beat the axes.
The New Spirit will be nominated for an Academy Award for Best Documentary. We probably should have watched that.
Wait, it's a cartoon?
Yeah, it's Donald.
That's not a documentary then.
It was a documentary about paying your taxes to beat the axes.
A cartoon.
Donald wanted to be like a communist or whatever.
It could not be a documentary. He just didn't want to pay his taxes, and I totally agree with that. Taxation is theft.
I agree. I don't want to pay any taxes to the war. Fuck that.
I don't want to pay any taxes to anything.
That's true. I don't either. What else do we have? I mean, I don't care when Disney's 9 old men either die or get married. I don't really care about that. And this guy got discharged. Okay, so let's see. No. I just don't care about some of this stuff.
It still happened, though.
It did. Why would I talk about Kelly Parsons, a member of the new Mickey Mouse Club, being born? It's like, yeah, okay, who
that's
cares?
That's dumb.
I have to get past all these people getting born.
A lot of people were born on this day.
The feature Takedown, released through Disney Buena Vista's distribution company, is released. The drama about a coach of a high school wrestling team who tries to help one of his players stars Edward Herrmann and Lorenzo Lamas. This is Disney's first PG-rated film, 5 years before the launch of their Touchstone pictures.
Oh, scandalous.
Takedown, I've never heard of that.
Nor have I.
Maybe we'll watch that someday. That was in 1979. Did I say that? I don't think so.
Can't be that good.
1987, the new Mark V monorail debuts at Disneyland. Mark V monorail is the second of the Learjet-style monorails used for Disney and are based on the design of the Bombardier Mark IVs in service at Walt Disney World. Built by Ride and Show Engineering, the five-train Mark V monorails can carry 145 passengers. They would be used until 2008 when they would be completely replaced by the Mark VI monorail. So Disneyland has newer monorails than us.
Is the monorail system, in jeopardy?
I would imagine so.
Are they planning on getting rid of it?
No, I don't. I think it would be too expensive to get rid of it. I think it's cheaper to keep fixing it, but I think eventually they'll have to shut it down for a while.
So the current Mach whatever...
yeah, I think we have Mach 5.
They're 30 years old.
Yeah.
Last time they were replaced was the 90s. I think it was 89.
Yeah. Were they even replaced? I feel like they were the ones that were always there.
No, I think they were replaced.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah.
I was reading up about them. I don't know dates and stuff, but...
Yeah, it's just, I think, with safety concerns. I don't know. I'm surprised they didn't even shut them down after that opening door. Open, close.
That was ridiculous.
I don't understand.
I was terrifying. I would have been hanging out of it, though. You wouldn't. You would have had a nightmare.
Oh, fuck. I would have been so scared. And I stand against the doors quite often, so.
Well, now there's a sign that says don't.
They had a sign anyways, didn't they?
Yeah, but now it's better.
Now it's just prominent.
Now he probably emphasizes.
The standing.
Do not lean against the door in the
speech.
Makes
me want to lean, the picture.
Yeah, I want to open that shit up.
Yeah, it's I want to lean. You know how they've the guy leaning against the door with his leg crossed up on him.
Yeah, he looks so chill.
I tried doing that because that's a yoga pose. He's doing eagle.
I just don't think they knew how to draw what they were trying to.
He just looks weird. He's he doesn't look comfortable at all. I don't know why he looks like that.
There was plenty of space on his monorail too. He just chose to do that.
Yeah. Okay, 1998, The Wonderful Ice Cream Suit, a Touchstone home video production based on a Ray Bradbury story, is released direct-to-video. Film produced by Stuart Gordon and Roy E. Disney stars Joe Mantegna. How do you say that? Joe Mantegna?
Joe Mantegna.
Mantegna. And Edward James Olmos. Mantegna plays Gomez, a middle-aged man who dreams of buying a gorgeous white suit from a nearby store. Because he is short on cash, he finds four people of same size who each give $20 and get to wear the suit for an hour each in return. But the suit is more than just clothing. It makes wishes of the one wearing it come true. What the fuck? What the hell kind of movie is this?
How do people come up with this shit?
What the hell? Like, you wear a suit and it makes your wishes come true?
Does it make every wish come true?
The wonderful ice cream? Why is it an ice cream suit? Is it just ice?
Is it one wish per hour? Do you have infinite wishes during that hour?
It makes wishes of the one wearing it come true. It doesn't say how many wishes or how long you have to make wishes.
Because I'd just be like, make this hour take forever.
Like, do they start destroying each other because they don't want to give up the suit?
Probably.
We need to watch that and
just
find out.
Just duplicate the suit. I wish for 3 more suits.
What the hell?
Just like this one.
Who the hell was like, you know what I should make a movie about?
A suit.
That makes wishes come true.
And we'll name it the ice cream suit.
The ice cream suit.
Because everyone wishes for ice cream.
Because I don't know if it has pictures of ice cream or if it's made of ice cream or it has ice cream coloring on it.
No one sees a suit with ice cream cones on it and goes, I want that.
It could be that. Oh, it said white, though. It could smell like ice cream.
Vanilla.
It could taste like ice cream. It's like a lick and try.
Maybe he wished it into ice cream.
Oh, he's like, I wish the suit was made of ice cream.
Because I'm so poor, I can't even afford a suit.
Uh-huh. So I guess, why would you ask people like $20 and you can wear the suit for an hour?
We'll split it.
What the hell do they have to do for that 1 hour?
We'll just keep rotating. Every 4 hours, we'll be together.
So weird.
Every hour on the hour.
I bet he slept in the suit too.
Well, you can't sleep for
wishes
more than 3 hours.
You could wish for more hours.
You could only sleep for the 3 hours you're not wearing the suit because you're not going to waste your hours.
I wonder if you could wish for more suits.
Or you would wish to not have to sleep.
Yeah. Well, I wish I didn't have to give the suit back.
Be like, I wish this suit belonged to only me.
When we watch this movie. Disney Channel original movie Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Zoom.
Was released in 1999 about a 13-year-old girl living in the year 2049.
Cetus Lapidus.
I have never seen that.
Fucking love that one.
I know you do. You've mentioned that before, I think. Not on the show.
It wasn't on this one.
Yeah. You like that?
I love that one.
Why? What's so good about it?
It's just, I don't know.
It's just, I don't know. Okay.
It's futuristic and I like future stuff.
I do too. So I think we should watch this.
She's Xenon Girl of the 21st Century. And we're in the 21st century and it's not like that.
Well, yeah. She's living in 2049 though. That's still a ways away.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, we're not
even close to that. We're never going to. Whatever.
The songwriting in that show is, I mean, we'll never get to that.
We'll never make that.
Make my heart go boom, boom, boom.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's so good.
2000, Phil Collins was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song in a Motion Picture for You'll Be in My Heart from Disney's Tarzan.
That's when Tarzan came out?
Yeah, 2000. Year 2000. And then 1999. Disney Pixar feature Toy Story 2 is awarded Best Picture Comedy / Musical. 2001, Disney's The Kid is released with Bruce Willis, Spencer Breslin, and Lily Tomlin. I've never seen that.
What is that? That sounds familiar.
Willis plays a wealthy but unhappy and disliked image consultant who gets a second shot at life when an 8-year-old version of himself mysteriously appears. Oh, maybe I have seen that. No,
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I definitely saw commercials for it.
It wasn't a TV movie.
No, yeah.
It wasn't a
TV. I don't know. This is when
movie.
It was released for video. I think it was in the theaters, though.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
Did Brink come out the same time as...
Is that the skating movie or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
And then there was the 13th year. That was the best time for TV movies. I loved all of those.
Yeah, TV movies weren't good, especially on Disney Channel. 2006, Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the Rescue, a new dark ride officially opens to the public at Disney's California Adventure.
Never heard of it.
Yep, nope. We'll probably go on that, though.
I can't wait. On this?
No, not on this episode.
In real life?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The attraction offers a slow taxi cab ride through the city of Metropolis. Well, that sounds fun. Sounds nice.
Relaxing.
Yeah, it's just a nice slow taxi ride.
You don't want a taxi driver that goes slow because you're paying. You're paying extra
if
he's going slow.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know why they rush around. Well, I guess if they have no one in their car, they rush around.
Well, they rush around no matter what.
Yeah, they rush around if you're in the car. It's like, why don't you take your time? You're getting paid. Take it easy. I don't know. We don't.
They don't
want to
get bad reviews.
Then the Walt Disney Company in the 2006, Walt Disney Company headquarters building in Burbank, California is renamed as Team Disney, the Michael D. Eisner Building. Well, that's kind of
tragic.
Self-centered. What else? Oh, 2007, Disney's really short report, a mini show on the Disney Channel to promote upcoming Disney DVD releases as debuts, replacing the long-running Mike Super Short Show. Disney's Really Short Show is a creation of 789 Entertainment and is taped in Walt Disney Studios Soundstage 5 in Burbank.
Mike's Super Short Show.
Short Show.
That was on Disney? I thought it was on Nickelodeon.
No, it was Disney Channel.
Because I fucking always say that.
Yeah, it was on like every fucking break that you would come back. You'd be like,
It wasn't just, there was something else they said before, right?
What?
Before they said Mike's Super Short Show? Before they sang it? And
oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Motherfucker.
I know. Maybe we should look up if he did any park stuff. I doubt it, but it could be. 2009, Celebrate a Dream Come True Parade debuts at Magic Kingdom. We have to do that still, but that'll be a ways away, I think.
This day's bringing back all sorts of memories for me.
What? All for the Mike Super Short Show?
Everything. And Xenon.
And 2015, Strange Magic, an animated feature by Lucasfilm distributed by Disney's Touchstone Pictures, is released. About goblins, elves, fairies, and imps, and their misadventures sparked by the battle over a powerful potion. The film features the voice of Alan Cumming, Evan Rachel Wood, and Kristen Chenoweth. Strange Magic. Is that? Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that was a Disney movie.
Who's Kristen Chenoweth?
Chenoweth. She.
I say it however I want to say it.
She. I don't think. I don't know what you've seen her in. I mean, she's been like. She's on Broadway and stuff.
I know that name, but I don't know what she's been in.
I can't even name a movie that you might have seen her in.
That's terrific.
She has a really high voice. Oh, fuck.
That's.
I know you've seen her in one movie at least, and I can't remember what it was.
Mr. Deeds?
Maybe not. I think it was in Four Christmases, and you probably didn't see that.
I don't know what that is.
It's really not good. But yeah, she was on Broadway in Wicked, and she was in Descendants too. But you didn't see that.
Not a clue.
Yeah, you don't want to watch that probably. So that's it for Disney history.
What a terrific day today is.
Yeah, what a day it is.
Some days are just
hit.
Marred by tragedy, but not today.
Well, I didn't read all the deaths.
Oh, wow.
It always tells me when there's like a 9 old men death, and I'm like, I don't really want to discuss that.
What's a 9 old men?
Like Disney's 9 old men or whatever.
Oh. Are they the big 9?
Yeah, basically. And they're mostly dead. Mostly dead, not all dead.
But today is not a tragic day.
No, today's a good day to be alive and well.
I want to watch Xenon. I want to watch all those movies.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, good.
Okay, so Birthday Land.
Yes, tell me about the Birthday Land.
A bit about Birthday Land. Mickey's Birthday Land.
Is it? I wish today was someone's birthday.
It's not Mickey's birthday. Mickey's Birthday Land opened on June 18th, 1988, as part of a year-long celebration of Mickey Mouse's 60th birthday. Mickey's Birthday Land was meant to be a temporary land that occupied the approximate 3-acre space adjacent to Fantasyland that's currently part of Storybook Circus in New Fantasyland at Magic Kingdom. I told you that.
Yes, we've gone over this.
So, for a generation of 20 and 30-somethings and their families, simply mentioning this area will bring back fond memories of meeting Mickey Mouse for the first time, pastel-colored Duckburg-themed building facades, and...
Facades,
facades, whatever, and Minnie Moo the cow. Minnie Moo.
Now, I'm in that age range.
But I
no
wasn't
memories.
Even I wasn't even born when this opened. I might not have been to Birthday Land. If I was, I wouldn't remember anyways.
It's upsetting.
I like that it was themed around Duckburg though. That's pretty good.
Who's Duckburg?
Duckburg is where the fucking DuckTales was.
Oh.
Yeah.
You learn something every day.
There was something for everyone in this colorfully simple land tucked away in the back of Magic Kingdom. Its success at entertaining and pleasing guests would spur the area to be rethemed as Mickey's Starland in 1990, Mickey's Toyland in late 1995, and finally Mickey's Toontown Fair for the summer of 1996. So, let's go back to, first there's Mickey's Birthday Land Express, which they themed the Magic Kingdom Railroad, Walt Disney World Railroad, after. It was kind of like a train ride to his party, I guess.
I thought it was like...
We're going to watch it.
Birthday drive-thru or something.
I couldn't really find a great video of it because it's like basically everybody back then just filmed the back of people's heads for the most part.
They didn't know any better.
As long as we have the audio, I guess we get the gist. Then Minnie was... Minnie Mouse helps a talented and dedicated team of artists complete a surprise cake for Mickey. This is a piece of a huge cake. This large set piece would appear in Minnie's surprise birthday party, which we will also watch. That show ran from June 18th, 1988 to April 22nd, 1990. Then there was little stores and shops there. They had Goofy's Clip Joint Barbershop.
Oh, got to get a haircut.
Yep.
Is that gone? Can you not get a haircut there anymore in Disney World?
The Harmony Barbershop is there.
Okay.
That's on Main Street. This wasn't actually a barbershop. The door's fucking like 3 foot tall, so.
Well, I mean, I could crawl.
They had McDuck's Mansion, Daisy's Cafe, Duck County School, McDuck's Bank, the SS Donald Duck, which was Donald's boat.
Yeah, it's a ship.
So I'm just like reading the brochure. Let me see if I can read the brochure for Mickey's Birthdayland. Hi, kids. It's me. You know Mickey Mouse. Boy, have I got some surprises for you. I'm having a whale of a birthday party, and I'm just waiting for you to get here. I also hear Minnie's cooked up a few surprises of her own. Here's a special invitation for you and your grown-ups. Your grown-ups. So board the Walt Disney World Railroad at either Main Street or Frontierland, and I'll see you in Mickey's Birthday Land. I guess this is my big chance to finally meet you in person. Love, Mickey Mouse.
Now, they didn't want to say parents.
That's what the brochure said. It invited you. It said, come and join Mickey and the gang for the biggest birthday party Mickey's ever had. Ever.
Well, he was 60 years old. His birthday's in June. I thought it was in January.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't even think that's right. I think it just opened. Oh, God, my earphone's stuck.
Oh, no.
Stuck under there. Okay. And then they had Grandma Duck's Farm, which had Minnie Moo, and it's a cow with a tricircle spotted, spot on her side.
A mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
A hidden Mickey.
She entertained guests from June 18th, 1988 to March 11th,
1996. R.I.P.
And then she moved to Fort Wilderness, and she died in like 2000 through 2001, I think.
Yeah, so that's, I mean.
Is her spots.
Oh, it's a real cow.
Yeah, no, it's a real cow.
I wasn't getting that.
She died.
I wasn't getting that.
I thought, because you said R.I.P. So.
I had no clue she was, I thought she was just a,
no.
I thought she was like a Mirabelle.
I bet she tasted delicious, though.
Clone?
No. Minnie Moo is a real cow.
Real cow,
was a real cow.
And she actually had, do you think she was born with that, or do you think they...
Yes. No, I don't think they tattooed it on her or anything, or they like...
Let me see
genetically,
it again. Show it to me again.
Genetically made her.
It's
right, it's spot on there, and there's no other spots around it either.
I want to read the backstory on her. I bet that's fake.
You should. Someone probably I bet it's not fake, but I bet that farmer was like, man, have I got $1 million cow for you, you know?
I don't know where my phone is. I can't look it up.
Not good. We'll look it up later.
Minnie Moo.
Minnie Moo it is.
I don't believe it.
Let's see.
I mean, it's fucking perfect. It looks like it's a hidden Mickey.
I know. Okay, so looking in aerial view, you have Mickey's house at center, complete with car parked in the driveway. Several small Duckburg-themed facades. That's a really hard friggin'...
Facade.
Weather eyes can spot Cornelius Coot Commons at the top left.
Coot?
So there's a statue of Cornelius Coot.
Coot?
The statue would hold over into Mickey's Starland and Mickey's Toontown Fair. After the closing of the fair in early 2011, the statue of Coot was safely transitioned to the Walt Disney Archives, where it proudly resides today as a fun and heavy reminder of the growth and change that has occurred in that section of Magic Kingdom.
The fuck's a coot?
That's him. He has like corn and shit. Yeah,
he looks.
I don't really know who the hell that is.
He looks right out of Song of the South.
He must be. Yeah, he does. He looks like one of the singing birds at the end.
Yeah.
He must be from DuckTales, I guess. I don't know. Cornelius Coot. Oh, he's a founder of Duckburg.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. He looks.
Why is his last name Coot?
I thought that was his nickname.
Yeah, Cornelius Coot. Why, though? What does Coot mean?
I thought you were just, I thought that was his nickname and you just kept skipping his last name.
No, it's Cornelius Coot.
Oh, that's a silly last name. Maybe he's a coot.
And he was...
I don't know what a coot is.
I don't know. Coot.
Some type of...
I like that word though, coot.
It's some type of majestic bird. It's like...
It's like you're saying coat wrong.
It's like cooter.
I'm going to get my coat on. Cooter, yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mickey.
Happy birthday, Mickey. Here's a cooter.
So we're going to watch a couple commercials.
All sorts of shit.
Well, we're watching a McDonald's commercial to promote Birthday Land, and they had little toys at McDonald's for this.
I can't believe these two franchises came together.
Yeah, so I'll just intro that, and then I'll intro the next one. So we'll just watch this 30-second commercial first. Ready,
yeah.
Set, go! Oh, hello, Ronald. Oh, nice box.
You're not a mime. Speak.
Aha. Oh,
thank you.
Aha. He's sitting in a box. Oh, he buckled up in the box. Oh, now he's starting the box. Oh, dear. The box is driving. Bye.
When you buy McDonald's Mickey's Birthday Land Happy Meal, you'll get one of five Disney character pullback racers.
Oh, those are
Mickey's
cute.
Mickey's Red Roadster, Minnie's Convertible,
ooh,
Goofy's Sports Car, Pluto's Runabout, and Donald's Locomotive.
McDonald's locomotive. Mickey's Why is Birthday he in the train? Happy
Meal. You can collect all five.
Oh, hi. Well, that's cute.
Well, that really didn't promote it like I thought it was going to.
Yeah, I don't really know what the cars have to do with the Birthday Land. I'm pretty sure I didn't see any cars in Birthday Land.
You know what I like about McDonald's back then?
No.
Is they were not advertising the food.
Oh, no. They were like, there was no food in that commercial whatsoever.
Come get the toys, kids.
Yeah, throw the food away if you have to. Just fucking buy the toys. That's what people mostly wanted it for, right?
Yeah. I mean, I never was like, you know what I really want to eat right now? Some McDonald's. Oh, cool. I get a toy, too. No, I was like, I want a new toy. Let's go to McDonald's.
Yeah, I had dance like 3 hours a night every Wednesday, so we'd go right to McDonald's after school and eat dinner and then go to dance.
After my sporting events, I would sometimes get McDonald's.
And there was like a McDonald's, like, you know, the Speedway near your work?
Yeah.
They used to make McDonald's there and it was a drive-thru.
Really?
Yeah.
I prefer the
BK.
When
they got rid of it, I was so sad.
Yeah, that's...
It was only a drive-thru, too. Like, you could walk in and get stuff at the counter, but it wasn't like a
you couldn't
big
sit down.
Restaurant. Yeah, it was like the gas station.
It's like a classic McDonald's.
That was like, yeah, that was like my favorite McDonald's, and it was just a drive-thru.
I don't even remember that.
It's so weird. It's just gone. Eh.
I always liked Burger King a little bit better.
Oh, I always like McDonald's better. My number one priority.
I remember the first time I finished my Happy Meal.
Okay.
Because, you know... It was a lot of food for a little kid.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I ate the whole thing and I was like,
yeah.
I guess I can get big people food now.
I think I always ate the whole thing.
Well,
I love those chicken nuggets.
It was the french fries I didn't eat all of.
Oh, I always ate the
french fries. I ate all the chicken
nuggets.
You
only get the little bag, the paper bag.
I ate all the I didn't like their french fries. That's why
I
liked Burger King more.
Fries, especially like when it was hot.
They used to have so shitty good. French fries. Everyone had shitty french
McDonald's
fries.
McDonald's has the same fries they've always had.
I don't think
delicious.
That's true. We're going to have to look that one up, too. I don't think that's true.
All right. Well, I still like them, always.
They're better now. They're definitely better now. What do we got next?
Next is, I guess on 4th of July in 1988, they had a spectacular on TV to promote Birthday Land since it had just opened.
Since it wasn't doing very well.
like a month later. So I have Mickey's Birthday Land, Walt Disney World, 4th of July Spectacular in 1988. It's only 7 minutes. Press the goddamn play.
Well, you said ready, set, go last time.
Oh. 60th birthday. You can make it louder.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, faster. Oh, they like this song. Everybody wants to toast you with a toast?
Yeah, they want to put you in the microwave.
Aww.
Oh, that's not toasting.
Oh. Mickey Mouse. Oh. Oh, what a nice song. Huh. Man, I can't believe he was 60 and I wasn't even born yet. Oh, look at all the Mickeys.
He's almost out of the public.
I love
he's
all
almost,
these shorts.
He's almost into the public domain.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
He's the reason it's extended longer.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Mark Summers.
Fucking love Mark Summers.
I do too.
Hey, that's the
Who's that lady?
You bet. I mean, it's lucky for us that Mickey's friends.
She's from the Cosby Show.
Oh.
Mickey's let us show it.
Oh.
One of the daughters.
She convinced Mickey to show her the goods.
Oh.
Oh, my birthday. That's the worst cartoon.
What kind of a day
what
was
the
be
fuck?
When I left the house that
That's
morning.
The worst Mickey.
That doesn't sound like Mickey at all.
No. Why is everyone cleaning Mickey's house for him? Why are we hiding behind a bush? What the fuck is going on? Ah,
oh, shit.
Goofy, Jesus hey, Christ. Go. Oh, hi, Daisy. Did you say sweetie? Is this Mark Summers doing the voices?
I don't know. Clearly the voices were not a part of this at first.
No.
With the camera in the hands of a real pro, Minnie did her part.
It's a big ass phone.
I think this is part of the show we're going to watch.
Hey kids, it's Minnie. Oh, I'm fine. You've got to get
me. Oh, I'm fine.
The dressing room over here right away. The surprise is about to start.
She's like eating the phone.
La 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 la.
Let me see. 1 quart of milk.
That wasn't milk. That was butter.
Hey,
ew, he put...
No dog bones.
Oh, he put a bone in the mixing bowl. You silly goose.
That's too bad.
What the hell was that?
Oh, Pluto.
Come on, Pluto. Jesus Christ.
Come on, Pluto.
Get your shit together.
Cut the shit.
What goes in it? Let's look in the cookbook. What's in it?
Cookbook?
Thank you.
They love the cookbook.
Oh, they're going to put flowers in there.
Daffodils?
Oh, yeah, a nice colorful flower to put in there.
I hate these voices.
It's really bad. It doesn't sound like Chip and Dale at all.
Baking soda.
They're going to get Coca-Cola?
There's some soda. Ew, that soda looks weird.
It's a glass bottle of Coca-Cola.
Oh, I thought it was like a vase or something. Nice. This is going to be disgusting.
This cake is made with actual flowers.
Oh, there's a little Mickey on the refrigerator.
Coca-Cola and ice.
Oh, look at Mickey primping. Ah, too many kids. Why are these kids in my dressing room? Shush. Happy birthday.
Surprise, Mickey.
Oh, God, that kid's like, hug me.
It's got the dopest haircut.
The keg?
Why's he got this weird accent?
Yeah, why are they all talking weird? It looks like there's pirouettes on it.
How the fuck did it look like that?
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Make birthdays special.
I love this song. Happy birthday. What a day it is. Donald is so scary.
Yeah, he is.
He looks like cockeyed.
His pupils are so dilated.
Oh, look at that girl jamming.
And there was more to come.
Hi.
They were opening up my birthday land.
Oh. Oh, look at the huge Mickey blown up.
That's sick.
Oh, I like that. Why is it Duckburg? Why is his birthday in Duckburg? Because he wouldn't expect it, right?
That's the only place they like him.
Oh, shit, that Mickey cookie looked amazing. Oh, the old Mickey bars. Oh, I miss those.
Why are those balloons not encased in another balloon?
Because they used to not be, like a fucking normal balloon. I don't know why they put them in goddamn plastic now.
Yeah, what's the point of that shit?
Lily did not like that sound.
Doves.
Oh, shit, they let go of balloons and doves.
They didn't give a fuck
that
about
a
polluting.
Lot of balloons.
And boy, is there plenty to do here, like visiting my house.
Yeah,
do
lots
here.
To do, like walk through the house.
Hi, I'm...
This is my living room. I'd love to play the piano in there.
He has the oldest piano ever.
The piano.
Piano.
I use the den.
I need to use a telephone.
A cheese sandwich?
Grilled cheese.
Nope, cheese sandwich.
Oh.
Pleasant dreams, everybody.
He was cleaning.
He has the smallest bed ever. How's he fit?
I don't know.
Oh, I like that balloon Mickey. Hope we're going in the maze.
Mouse maze.
What the hell? Why was there a pole? Oh, the kid got shot in the face.
Oh, lots of people.
Ew.
They know it's coming. They just keep fucking looking at it.
They just keep looking in it. Lady, you don't
There's
fit.
There's also a playground.
Oh, I have pictures in this
a
stuff.
Petting farm.
Oh, a petting farm.
playground.
Was that a monkey?
I saw two ducks.
Oh, I thought that lady was holding a small monkey.
No, it's two ducklings.
Oh, I still want to touch
Reagan
them. Oh, Nancy Reagan. And whose parents?
And Nancy Reagan's grandparents.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, Eeyore. You look scary.
And Winnie.
Winnie has the...
Oh, shit.
His nose went into his face. Ooh, Maid Marian was there.
Why was she chilling with Eeyore?
Eeyore, that's weird.
For my birthday land.
Oh, a magician.
Came to a close, but remember, kids, it's always open for you if you happen to be traveling by.
What a bad Mickey.
Goodbye,
bye.
Hey, kids, feel free to go into someone else's house whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, it's always open.
Goodbye, Minnie.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye, Mickey.
Why are they leaving him? Oh, he's at his house.
The night's over.
You can't stay there all night. That's scandalous. Minnie, Roger Rabbit.
Coming, Minnie, don't you just live across the street? Why do you need to take
a
trolley?
Yeah, what the fuck? Why? Oh, maybe she didn't have a house yet.
Thanks, Daisy, for shooting my
what
birthday
the?
Video.
Oh, I was like, camera. Daisy, you didn't leave. Oh, Jesus. She dropped the camera. That was weird.
Hello, I'm Rita Moreno.
And I'm Tommy Toon.
Who?
To me, Tommy Toon. Tommy Toon. Celebrating freedom.
Different people
taking
different paths.
Kill me.
Thinking different thoughts.
Exchanging different ideas.
And doing it in a country that doesn't prevent them from doing it.
Oh, sweet.
So not China.
Happy birthday, America.
Oh.
Boo.
It's America's
Walt
birthday.
Disney World may already be the world's largest vacation destination.
I love this guy's voice.
But that doesn't stop it
from
growing.
The Beach Boys.
The exquisite new Grand Floridian Beach Resort, a turn-of-the-century style hotel.
Turn of the century is Grand Floridian? It's like the oldest fucking looking hotel.
Turn of the...
Turn of the century?
Turn of the 19th century?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Good times and good vibrations.
Oh, the Beach Boys are going to be there.
And their special friends, the Fat Boys.
Fat Boys?
Oh, the Beach Boys and the Fat Boys.
Who the fuck are the Fat Boys? What's the Fat Boys?
I don't know. Fats Domino?
Fatty Fatty Boombaladdy?
Yes. Oh, no. This one's in Chinese.
Oh, no, it's not. It's just like... I did the whole train ride because I just, you know, it's going to be mostly audio, but this is Mickey's Birthday Land Express, which they changed the Walt Disney World Railroad to have, like... it had audio that, like, sang the song over and over about getting to Mickey's birthday, and then there's, like... a part where there's cartoon animals like waiting, like on their way to his birthday on the side, and then there's like presents and stuff. So I don't know if this lady filmed any of that. I saw a couple, but we'll see what you got.
All right. This will be interesting.
Yeah. It'll be a little ride around the railroad. Ah! Oh, shit. Sorry.
That's because you made me turn the other one up so
loud. It was not loud enough. Oh, look, it's that parade that we saw. Happy birthday to Mickey Mouse. I like that song in that one.
Me too. We found our end song.
Happy birthday to Mickey Mouse. Someone should do a cover of that, though. Hope I can find like a... Happy birthday to Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I'm sure someone has.
That's a long-ass ferry parade float. It's all connected and stuff.
It's just one giant float parade.
It was like... a million trains of it. And there's like so many characters on it. Oh no, they're gonna drive right into the Main Street station.
It's the SS Mickey.
Oh yeah. MICKEYMOUS. Oh, there he is up top. He has a white top hat.
Little kids aren't looking up there.
Yeah, I don't think they can even see that towel. Oh, it's steaming. It looks like the Fantasmic boat, only a float on wheels.
Yeah, the
Mickey Mouse.
The smoke vents are very steampunkish.
Very steamy up there. Oh, back when they actually allowed people to stand up there and watch the parade. Now they just tell you to leave.
Now they're like, please move.
Oh, that lady's even standing on something. Like a chair or something.
There were no rules in the 80s.
Yeah, fuck it. Roger!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, he almost jumped off.
It's like, I'm going to jump off this if you guys don't
fuck
mind.
This. I'm done.
What's the rest of the parade?
Oh, happy birthday, Mickey. The train says that. Oh, with the Mickey ears. That's cute. Hello, conductor. Okay, goodbye, conductor. You bastard. Stop the train!
Does that say Wally Disney?
Wally? Wally World?
That's a new one.
Moose out front, sir, told you.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, Wally World.
Because of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Riding on a bus, riding on a bus. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. This is going to be the whole ride around the Magic Kingdom.
Was it one stop?
Nope.
Oh, so they still did all three stops.
There's Frontierland and then... Right? And then Mickey's Birthday Land and then Main Street. Oh, yeah. I think those signs say like this way to. Oh, look, there's Donald. He's bringing his birthday land.
Donnie, what's up?
Presents. I think there's signs that say like this way to birthday land. Almost time for birthday time. Almost time for cake.
Oh, I love cake.
Yeah. I'm just making up what they say, but I'm assuming it's something like that. The Mickey Mouse.
This is the one with the Indians, right?
I like this song. Yeah.
Did they get rid of those for the birthday?
No, I think they're still there.
I hope they decorated them for her birthday.
They have birthday hats on.
They're not savages.
Rolling on the express. I like this song.
I like that guy's glasses.
It's good riding music. I like these people's 80s hair. It's all curly.
She really is just filming the people in front of her.
What?
The undergrowth.
I can't really hear him. Oh, Frontierland. Oh, then so missed that. Weird. We don't have the Diamond Horseshoe Jamboree no more.
What was it?
It was like a show. It was like Hoop-Dee-Doo only at Diamond Horseshoe.
They should have something like that in the park.
I know. They could just put it there again. It's there, so.
Yeah, nothing happens there, right?
No, it's just a restaurant. Look at this lady in front just bopping her head. She
fucking
loves it.
Digging it.
I bet by the next stop she's going to hate this song. Rolling, rolling. Oh, yeah. Hello, Frontierland. We went through Splash Mountain. We couldn't see shit. There was no windows.
No windows.
No doors.
Please get off now if you don't want to hear that song
please
anymore.
Jump. I wonder if they make you wait for the all clear. Oh, they skipped it. Oh, look. It's a float again. Oh, look. It's the Country Bears on it.
Oh, I thought that was... Oh,
look at the old umbrellas. That's cool. You mean they actually offered shade?
Never.
Jesus.
That bitch is dancing in a circle.
Birthday to Mickey Mouse. Birthday to Mickey Mouse. What a long stop at Frontierland. Oh, there's a castle. All right. Now let's get a move on.
Let's get this show on the road.
Come on, conductor. No, don't let any more people on.
Yeah, we got plenty of time here.
Come on. All right, get on now. Get on. Get on or get out. Get on or get out. Oh, well, God, she has a carriage. Come on. I'm getting frustrated.
Just join us. Welcome aboard the Birthday Land Express.
Oh. And what the fuck's taking you so long?
It's a surprise birthday party.
Shh, it's a surprise.
Now, you look like a fun group.
Oh,
so if you
we do.
Laugh, sing, feel good, or kiss your neighbor, that's
what?
Fine.
What?
But keep your arms and legs inside the train.
Oh, they kiss.
Whoa, he kissed her.
Oh, they're about to fuck.
If you want to fuck your neighbor, you can do that at the next stop.
Don't worry, we won't judge you.
Man, if they said that now, kiss your neighbor, that would not fly.
No sexual
harassment,
please.
So much sexual
harassment
happening. Look at all these old people licking each other.
They're so pissed. They're like, get on the fucking train.
Get on the bus.
I'm late.
Put your legs inside the train. How the fuck did you have them outside the train?
Just fucking hanging.
Put your damn legs in.
Hanging over the,
Toot toot. All aboard. Hey, that was what I said. Shut your damn mouth.
Now, is everybody ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Then it's all aboard for Birthday Land.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, Lily's getting undressed. Ooh.
Good for you, old lady.
Riding on a bus, riding on a bus. Ooh.
Stop coughing, asshole.
Yeah. Gross.
Ruining our show.
On the express. Yeah. Oh, that guy's a nice mustache. Okay, what are we going to see now? Frontierland. Yeah, you don't have to hold up your hand. It's not that bright out.
There's suns in my eyes. I gotta
put
have
put sunglasses on, idiot. Oh, he does have sunglasses on.
You can see the rivers of America.
Ooh. Sawyer's Island. Oh, hello.
Liberty Square.
But there.
Reborn.
Happy birthday to Mickey Mouse. Isn't this the parade song?
Yeah.
Yep.
They should have like a wolfman or something chasing the train.
Like Six Gun City.
Clark Street.
Oh, Clark Street over there.
Something. Make it more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that scared the shit out of me when I was younger, so I don't really support that idea.
It scared the shit out of me, too.
I don't know why you would do that for a kid's ride.
It's not a kid's ride.
Shot in the air. Yes, it was.
Fucking terrifying.
It's so scary.
I was screaming like a little bitch.
You just have a guy, like, chasing after your train.
I was so terrified. They had to introduce me to him afterwards to show that he was a real
like
person.
Like 90% of us kids would always cry. Oh, yeah. It's the exact same way. Same rules and regulations.
Too. Yep.
Barbarians.
Same cardboard cutouts of Indians.
You remember them, right, Roland? This lady loves this song. And Express.
You know what's weird? There's like Roland. One kid on this bus. On
I know,
this train.
It's all old people. Oh, are they on the way to birthday land? We didn't get to see them.
Yeah, because they're not videotaping anything.
I know, what the fuck? Why would you even record this?
Wrong side, idiot.
Yeah, she turns it to absolutely no. Oh,
there's a teepee.
Oh, Indians are stirring. Almost. Oh, Goofy. His car broke down.
Can't stop to pick him up.
He has so many presents. Oh.
Say, don't forget your presents.
Did you get him or no?
What the fuck's that?
It's a tree with a box. Oh, what's this? Presents in the water?
Blow up.
Those canoes. Oh, people are canoeing to the birthday land.
What? Are there actual people in there?
No, they're cartoons. Like, is that Pluto?
Yep.
Aww. They're in the water. Oh, I feel bad. Just get on the train. Oh, there's a bunch of cards for Vicky. Those are big-ass cards. Can he not read? They're making like a huge ass birthday card. On the express, on rolling land express.
The bigger it is, the better the gift.
That's true. I mean, if those birthday cards are that big, I can't imagine what his presents are.
Maybe
he bought his house.
It's just a giant box with something super small inside of it. Gotcha, bitch.
Unbirthday party.
Oh, wow.
Why would that be on the way to
that
the birthday
make
party?
Sense. It's not his unbirthday.
There wasn't even anyone there. It was just chairs and teapots. Is that the queen? Oh, I can't see. Lady. Me!
Yeah.
Raising my hand.
I'm ready to get off.
Please make a stop.
That guy's like, let's ride a few more times.
Yeah, he's going to stop for us. It is?
Yeah, all the goose down.
Duck burgers. Mmm. A duck burger's made of duck.
Yeah. Get some,
look at the sign for Mickey's birthday. Oh, Donald Duck crossed Mickey's name out and put Donald Duck.
Good for him.
What an asshole.
Let's get some duck pate.
Wow, there's so many banners. I like all the rainbow banners. Feels like a birthday party. Oh, I bet they had the most awesome trash cans at the birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could take a picture of one. Aw.
Oh, it's over.
Aw, that was a fun ride.
Fun?
Fun. It was fun. I liked it.
It was a little bit repetitive.
On Mickey's Birthday Land Express. You know that song? I like that song.
Yeah, I've grown familiar with it.
I thought it was a good song.
It wasn't bad.
I just found a short video also of Mickey, a little bit of a tour of Mickey's house from Birthday Land and Duckburg. I don't know what the hell's in here. It's probably just someone's home video, so we'll just watch a little bit. I just wanted to get a gist of what it looked like around there. So this is April 1989.
Back up. You're pushing me out of the
picture.
Jesus,
I'm trying to get to Birthday Land.
I think
it's raining. Oh, Duckburg Boulevard.
I want the people on the YouTube to see me.
The YouTube. Look at the old carriages. Those are cute.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking pouring out, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty rainy. Oh, that guy has the shortest shorts I've ever seen. The what now? Shitty.
Shit-eating grin.
Oh, shit. Oh, is that what she
Look
said?
Look at your father. He got a
oh,
shitty grin.
Oh, my God. He looks like my grandfather. They're all tan and shit. Like, that's what Italian men did. They just went outside and, like, laid out all day.
She goes, you look so cute.
He's so cute.
He's so happy. I'm like a child.
Oh, those people's ponchos had Spaceship Earth on them. Damn, I want those. I don't even want to wear them. I just want it. Oh, what the fuck, man? Oh, Pluto's. That was there when I went to Toontown. Pluto's house is outside Mickey's
house.
It's
so hard to actually, like, narrate a video like this.
Well, when you weren't, like, vlogging. You're just, like, recording.
Well, now that you know how technology works
Mickey's house
and
shit. Is a mess. Oh, is this Minnie's room? Like, oh, it's a picture.
Oh, he
of
went to Massachusetts U.
Oh, so he was like around here.
Yeah,
Massachusetts. I'm going to call it that from now on. I mean, he has a toy of himself on his bureau.
But what a fucking egotistical maniac.
Oh, nice couch. And his
piano. Oh, I've seen him play that piano.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, he's got a picture of like Santa on his mantle. Why is Santa on his mantle? Maybe it's Christmas. No, it's April.
It's his closest friend.
Doesn't make any sense.
He's got a picture of himself as a baby.
Oh, look, he has little Mickey heads in his fireplace. Oh, he's watching like Disneyland show or whatever. Oh, that's a cute TV box.
What a narcissist.
It looks like the one, maybe they put that one in 50s primetime. It looked like the same one in the waiting area. He's got a globe. He's got a lot. Oh, man. I would spend so many hours looking at that stuff on his shelves.
He's got a picture of Walt.
He has a huge key to the kingdom. He's got a bunch of awards. He has a picture of Pluto.
It's a dope globe.
God damn, that's awesome.
Oh,
can you
a
go
film
closer,
projector
lady?
Over there.
There's a record player. A Rubik's Cube, I guess. A huge one.
Oh, he loves
ugly
a Rubik's
chair.
Cube.
What else is
get
come
the
on,
ceiling.
Lady, go closer.
Show the ceiling,
God damn
lady.
It. Zoom in. Zoom.
Look
zoom.
At the picture of Pluto they got over here.
The lamp is ugly as fuck. Cute. Lamp's like wearing a skirt. Oh, Walt has a huge picture on the wall.
Hey, Walt.
Oh, those park tickets?
Old school ones.
Go to the desk. I want. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, no,
they're letters.
They're.
It must
postcards.
Be fan mail. He's got a magnifying glass for some reason.
So we can read.
Oh.
It's getting old.
Oh, we're in this kitchen now. Oh, look. He drew those, I 60. Bet.
I know. I bet the people sending him mail.
Oh. Is there milk
he's
bottles
got two
on the
empty
floor?
Milk bottles.
Oh, it says Happy
floor.
Birthday, Love Morty.
Morty. Aww. Mortimer.
Mortimer.
He wrote. He wouldn't do that.
Morty. Marty.
He would try to.
Maybe it was Marty.
Hey, little kid.
Oh,
get the fuck out of the way.
Don't touch Mickey's stuff. That's his cheese.
I'm trying to look at the cheese, bro. Who's yelling?
She's yelling about the Mickey's birthday party or something. Oh, the wallpaper is so awesome.
He's going to be 9 years old.
There's a bunch of Mickey heads on it. Mickey. Oh, I wanted to see more of Mickey's house. Oh, look, his trunks are hanging on the drying rack.
It's the
thing.
SS.
Oh, the trash cans are cool. You
are
see
they?
That?
I saw a little bit.
It was like blue with purple writing, and it said like Mickey's Birthday Land.
It was very 80s.
Oh, look at this. Pictures on it, too. Oh,
it's over.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, all the things at the
man.
Mickey's house.
I want to see so much of it.
Yeah, that was cool.
Well, we're going to see another video of his house in Toontown. I'm pretty sure it's way different because I don't remember any of that stuff. Aw, man. That was really cool. Anywho.
Look at that shit-eating grin on his face. He's so happy
bitch.
To be in Disney World. He loves it here.
Stupid cunt. Just ignore. Just fucking enjoy Birthday Land.
That's what I love the narration from the old people.
I know. I kind of watch. I want to watch more of people's like family home videos. Just like shit. That's what we should
wave
do.
Wave to the camera.
But before it was like not people like touring around. They weren't like showing like people that they thought were going to see this video. It was just for them.
Right. It was more fun.
I like it that way. So we'll find more next time.
Yeah, they were probably like, don't fucking do that. I'm trying to videotape the home videos. I'm
trying to do this for Johnny so he can watch it tonight.
We got
to
put it on the YouTube.
So next,
it's funny
because
YouTube
watch,
didn't
yeah,
exist.
No, she didn't know.
I like my old lady character.
Yeah.
She's fun. Great. Matilda.
Matilda? That's not even like, well, I guess that is an old woman's name. I don't really know anyone named Matilda.
They've all died out.
Yeah. So lastly, we're going to watch Minnie's surprise party for Mickey's 60th birthday.
I wonder if Mickey actually liked a surprise party.
We'll find out right now.
Is this the...
This is also April. Same guy.
Oh, this is the same home... Okay, good.
Hopefully she doesn't talk through it.
I got your message. What's up?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mickey. Could you please
Mickey.
Come over? I've got a little surprise for you.
Ooh.
She's got a huge kitchen.
She was...
Great.
She was being somewhat sexual there. I got a little surprise.
Why does she have to
boy.
Dance when she hangs up the phone?
Because she's got a surprise.
She looks like she has to piss. Oh, she was calling someone else. Hi, Goofy.
She was shifting something around in her undergarments.
Oh, it's his voicemail. She got fucking.
She got
psyched.
Tricked. Psych, bitch.
This is Minnie. Mickey's on his way.
Hurry up. She looks like she has to pee. She keeps putting
I
her fucking legs up.
I just told you, she's shifting her undergarments.
Oh.
Doesn't want to wedge it.
God damn, her dress is so short. You can see her undies. Her birthday.
It's a different time back then.
It's true. Yoo-hoo. Can you make it a little louder? Hi. What? Is her neighbor a like waitress or something?
Yep. Hi, Minnie's next door neighbor.
Oh, boy. All right. She almost fell off the stage.
Oh, yay. That's what we're here for.
Oh, you gotta dance before you do any cleaning or cooking.
What a shitty dance,
whoa,
too. It looked like she kicked something, did she?
She just kicked. Oh, she almost fell again. Oh, my God. Scary, oh, Donald.
Such humor.
Ha, ha. Oh, you all brought presents. Yay.
I bet Pluto brought it.
Oh, goofy. Jesus Christ.
Bone.
Don't fall. Yeah, he probably did. Oh,
oh, call back.
Oh, his car broke down. Glad we watched the train.
You gotta do the train or else you wouldn't know.
Oh. Oh. Goofy's, Oh, okay. Their presents say stuff underneath them because his says mouse. I don't know if that's gonna come into play later.
They're gonna hold it up and say happy birthday, Mickey Mouse.
I hope so. Pluto's gonna hold his sign and bring it over there. What?
Oh, fills you with something, I bet, Minnie. Upskirt.
Oh, shit. Donald likes that woman.
She ain't Daisy, Donald.
Yeah, what the fuck? Mickey Mouse.
He's got to use that corkscrew penis for something.
Can't hear the waitress. Why is she a waitress and the rest of the people have like, I don't know, Minnie has an apron on too. The rest of them have party hats.
They're going to be bacon. See?
Ooh,
Mickey.
Oh, yeah. We love Mickey Mouse, that's what it said. Oh, now he's throwing his present
Stop
around.
Stop throwing shit. It says fragile on the other side.
Ah.
And he's just chucking it around. No, it doesn't matter.
Do what? I didn't hear it.
It.
Oh.
See? Ah. See, I wasn't even kidding.
Oh, I thought you said park favors. Ass cream. Oh, that sounds easy. Just give him the hardest job possible.
Sure.
Woof.
Oh, he's got his little human
Pluto
to help. Uh-oh.
Oh, she was going to kick Pluto out? That's his fucking dog, bitch. Don't touch the waitress. The waitress is just going to be absolutely useless. What's she going to do, sit down?
What the fuck? Why is his ass shaking like that?
Oh, Donald. He's got a poop in his diaper.
Jesus, he does.
Well, here's... Yeah, maybe let's cook this fucking cake. At least the waitress is there to help. Yeast? What kind of fucking cake are you making?
One that rises.
I guess, or like one that's like made of bread.
It says kiss the cook.
Are those flowers?
I don't know what they were.
Two eggs. Oh, he put the whole eggs in there.
Just fucking chuck it all in there.
Oh, he put the whole glass. Oh, it fell out. Hello.
One dog bone.
Your milk fell out.
Guys, this, it's not going to taste good. There's no milk in it.
Yeah, or bones.
Oh, he picked it up.
Good. Put the bone back in. Shut up, waitress. Yes, he does.
Mickey don't
Shut
like
up.
That shit, dog.
Oh, poor Pluto. Put it in the cake. Be a rebel.
He's just trying to give his bone to Mickey.
What are we going to say if he does it again? Why is it our job to watch Pluto?
Because these people can.
Did he just say assholes?
Yeah.
Oh, candles.
Oh. Minnie's got some
in her
candles
pantry?
In her panties. Oh, pantry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pluto, put a bone in. She caught him before we even told her.
Don't be mean to the dog.
Just put him outside. Oh, she did put him outside. Oh, she put him in place, but he left.
Bad dog.
He did it again. God,
yeast?
Donald, just get you fucking yeast. You put the bone in.
Yeah, but no one saw him except for us.
Why'd he take it out? I thought he wanted it in there.
He wasn't supposed to put it in, that's why.
Oh. I wonder what that stuff on the board in the kitchen is.
Wait, now these turkeys are going to make the fucking cake?
Excuse me, it's not your job to bake the cake. Your job was to do something else.
What in the world is going on? Don't put cartoons in charge of anything.
Think nothing of it. We already made it.
Yeah, all the shit's in there already.
We put the flour in. All right, you're going to put the soda in. We saw this.
We've seen this gag already 100 times. Let's
go. We weren't
go.
Supposed to, but... This is going to be the most delicious birthday cake I've ever seen in my life. Oh, he's doing the... What's that dance?
I don't know.
You're doing the front, and then you're doing the back.
But Goofy was doing it earlier, too.
I love that dance. It must have been really popular in the 80s.
It's, you point to the crotch, and then
yeah,
you point to the butt.
And then you point to the butt, and then you do that, and then that. I wonder who did that. I love that dance.
Oh, here come the other folks.
Oh, now you gotta put a bone in. Put the bone in. Put the bone in, Pluto. Come on. Oh, Goofy almost fell. Yeah, simmer down,
yeah,
Donald. Jesus
simmer
Christ.
Down, big guy.
Oh, someone stepped on his toe, I think, and he's freaking out. Oh, shit, they have to hold him back from beating up Pluto.
He's gonna kill him.
I think Pluto put his bone in again. Oh, he's putting everything in. Oh, man, it's gonna explode.
Wait, did, oh, that was Minnie.
Oh, they made a mess.
Good thing
oh,
they got the
boy.
Human maid there.
Good thing she went and got ice cream. He put a bone in. Oh, damn, Goofy. Nice ass. This is fun?
He loves shaking his ass.
Yeah. He's putting the bone in the oven. Oh, yeah, that'll work. That's
bad,
what I do.
Bad move, bro.
When I'm making chicken, I just put it up to 600.
God damn it, you're cleaning the oven at that point.
Great. The waitress can dance again. Oh, they're hitting their hips.
Yep. Real strong lesbian overtones.
Yep. Oh, look, there's a guy on keyboards on the left.
Oh, yeah.
We can see him playing. It's probably a whole band over there. I just can't see
there's
them.
Definitely a drummer somewhere.
Yeah. This is inside. Like, where was this? Is this building demolished?
I mean, it has to be, right?
I guess so. Seems like a waste. Yeah. Mouse. Mickey Mouse. What? Everyone's friend?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're old as fuck. I don't want to eat your cake. I can't hear what the waitress says.
She's not mic'd properly.
No, not at all. Oh, I love getting fired up. Donald was already fired up.
Yeah, the waitress was doing it for him.
Oh. K-E-Y. K-E-Y. M. O. U. Yay! Mickey Mouse. I like this song.
It's got a nice melody to it.
Aw, they're doing a nice little dance. We love you,
Mickey,
Mickey
when the fuck
Mouse.
Are you getting there?
Oh, are they going to do a kick line? Oh, they let go. Oh, this is weird. Oh, Goofy.
Everyone hide.
Just spun Minnie around like he was in love with her. Donald, get your fat ass over there. Hide.
Don't creep and look in the window.
Donald, shut your damn mouth. Oh, you went right out the door. Jesus Christ, Donald, you gave it away. Ah.
Apparently he did not.
Mickey's too
oh,
stupid.
Oh, no, the cake's ruined.
Actually, it looks pretty good.
Oh, that oven spit out a nice cake.
It was a lot of fucking fire. Oh, it still came out really nice.
I like how it was frosted.
Mickey Mouse. Oh, he's on top of the cake. That's cute.
Looks like he's got the sorcerer's hat on him.
Yeah, I think he does. Happy birthday to you. Are you gonna eat that cake or are you just gonna leave it on the floor? Aw, Donald hugged him.
They're not even cutting it.
Waitress, hug him.
I want to see someone fall into it.
Oh my god, if one of these characters fall, I will die. It's so fucking funny. I'm glad you found us too. We shook hands. Why couldn't you just hug?
Better to shake hands.
Oh, now they're holding hands. You're welcome. Oh.
I wonder what kind
of...
I wonder what kind of birth control Minnie's on.
I don't know. Probably just don't touch each other.
60 years together. I'm sure they've gotten it on.
Yeah. You sure do.
Are they still not married?
I don't think so. Mickey Mouse Club. Hey, Donald, stop eating the cake. It's not just for you.
It's
at least
for
use
everyone.
A fork or something.
Oh.
You just gonna leave now?
Did you
oh,
see
now
that?
The waitress is gonna... What?
Mickey was just, like, moving Donald's ass around.
Mm. Excuse me, waitress, what'd you do with the cake?
It's just... Right there.
Oh, yeah.
In front of the table.
It. Why are they going... Oh, they're going into the audience. Oh, Goofy just had a seat in the audience. Oh, he's getting close to women. Oh, and Donald is, too. Hashtag me, too. Where the hell did Chip and Dale go? Oh, now everyone's getting up. What
they
the
bounce.
Fuck? Oh, now Pluto's dancing on a huge-ass cake.
What the fuck is this?
What the hell's going on? What is this, the after party? Nope, there's Goofy and Donald. Oh, they're doing, like, their finale. Oh, they do it in a different spot? What the hell? Everyone just had to walk over to this huge-ass cake and watch them take their bows on a cake.
That's so stupid.
That's so weird. All right, waitress, I don't care about you.
If everyone would please join
like
us at the cake.
It's like a pulse show for the freaking show. It looks like it's in a tent or something. Why is there a projector behind them? There's nothing on the screen.
Maybe
wow,
it's for
Chip
a different
time. Chip looks
like
friggin' retarded. Yay, Mickey. There's no candles lit.
Is there something on his face?
No, I wish that too. You're welcome.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Are they lit up? Oh, yeah, they are lit up.
He needs everyone in this building
oh, okay,
to blow.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, fan went on, I think. Whoa.
Jesus.
Yay, we did it. We lit unlit the candles. Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Woo.
They're recapping in song.
Donald does dance a lot. Oh, I like this song.
You're going to have a hard time picking
the... they need the pom-poms so they could dance like this. They're like twirling them like nipple tassels. They can't really dance much.
No, there's limited mobility.
I got to do the heel and the heel and the heel. Oh, yeah, shuffle it over that way, shuffle it over that way. They don't really have much room on the cake either. They're all, like, next to each other. I can't imagine that none of them fell off once.
Oh, no, they had to fall off.
Yeah, there's no way. You. To you. Oh, man, this is a long song for happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yay, happy birthday, Mickey.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Fucking shot a cannon
confetti's
off.
Confetti's everywhere. Gosh. Oh, you're welcome.
Anytime, Mouse.
You can stay and enjoy yourself a little longer.
Oh, really?
Why don't you come and visit me backstage?
Ooh.
To get to the dressing room, just go through those doors.
Oh, damn.
Into the theater.
Oh.
Tell him Mickey Mouse sent you.
Uh-huh.
He's looking
especially
for a groupies.
If you're under six.
Is this like a party?
I mean...
Like a ticketed event?
No. Birthday Land. Every day's a party.
I wasn't sure if maybe they did something special for it.
Help Mickey... Oh, damn, they kissed.
Ooh-wee.
Let me just kiss you before you kiss all the little girls and boys backstage.
It's like, get out of here, Donald.
Donald, take a fucking seat. It's not your birthday. How did he not fall with this big ass swinging back and forth?
How did he not kick
him
off?
Oh, the waitress was like fingering him over.
Let's go.
She's like, wow, wow.
I could use a little bit more Mickey in my life.
Let me meet you backstage, Mickey. That's it, right?
That's it. That's all,
that's,
all the videos.
That's like half of Birthday Land.
Jesus.
Next time.
I can't believe there's still more to go.
See, next time will just be no birthday stuff probably. It'll just be the TV, the, what was it called? Something TV show. Disney's TV show or something.
Disney's TV show?
Yeah, something TV something show.
Disney's television show.
Yeah.
On
yeah,
the that. TV.
Yeah, in real life though.
In real life.
Yeah. IRL. Did you want to discuss anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Oh, we watched
The Showman.
Well, we watched that.
How many what? How many Disney movies did we watch?
Yeah. We watched Finding Dory.
Yep. Now I can say I've seen it.
I think that's it.
That's one. We watched one.
Did we watch two? I don't remember. Oh, well. How did you like Finding Dory?
It was... I liked it better than Finding Nemo.
Hmm. I don't know why, but I find Nemo annoying, but it might be because of the red.
Yeah. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. I really liked Baby Dory. I thought that was really cute whenever she found the shells and stuff.
I mean, I thought this one was better because like there was more character development for
Dory. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I like how they started it too, where it was how they met.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they forwarded it a year and she's like, I wonder who the fuck my parents were.
She's like, what the fuck happened to my parents?
I felt so bad every time she was like, I have short-term memory loss and I don't remember.
Get away from me, kid.
She was so cute with the big eyes.
Fish are...
Hank was awesome, too.
Fish are friendly.
Hank was Ed O'Neill. I loved that.
Hank was... He started off rough and grumbly, but he opened up.
Rough and tumbled, yeah. He didn't care much about other people, but then he's like, oh, shit, I care.
He's like, oh, fuck.
I have a heart.
I just want to go to Cleveland.
Why did he want to go to Cleveland? I forgot.
Because he wanted to live in a box by himself.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to be alone.
That's actually how octopuses would rather be.
That's true. And he said he couldn't get through this little, like, great thing, but I've seen an octopus get through, like, an opening like that big.
I think it was a mind over matter thing for him.
He's like, I can't.
It was like a barrier. He couldn't just break through it with his mind.
Mm. I like that D was the whale shark thing.
Yes.
That was funny. She kept walking into walls and shit.
Yeah, the voice acting was real good in this.
It was. I agree. Nothing else I can really say about it. It was really good, though. I liked it a lot.
Even though Nemo wasn't lost, there was still a lot less of him.
Yeah, I don't even think he really needed to be in it at all.
Which was nice.
I mean, I could have just went with Dory the whole time, pretty much.
Even in Finding Nemo, that's not about Nemo.
They also, Marlin and Nemo didn't really contribute anything to this whatsoever. If anything, they got in the way and made it worse.
Right.
So, I really didn't need them to be...
Dory was able
to
do this on
her own.
Maybe
if they came back, like, at the end, they're like, oh, we finally found you. But, like, I didn't need to, like, watch them try to get in. I could have just watched Dory do all her stuff.
She was perfectly capable of someone who doesn't remember anything.
I like the bird that brought them in the little bucket, and then he dropped them off in like the toy.
Oh yeah, that was Marlin's boy.
Yeah, that was funny. I like that bird, stupid bird.
I feel like we did watch something else, but I can't remember it.
Yeah, I thought there was another Disney movie.
Because you were like, we watched a movie a day.
Well, we watched The Goon and Goon 2. Last something or other.
The Last of the Enforcers.
Those are both fucking funny as hell. Fuck, I don't remember. What else?
I mean, maybe we've taken a break.
No, there was definitely another one, because I was like, oh, can we watch this? And you're like, yes. And I was like, okay, because every time you say yes to a Disney movie, I'm just going to...
It was Finding Dory.
No, there was another one, though. God damn it.
No, it was Finding Dory.
Okay.
Because I remember you were like, as soon as I said, I just said yes.
No, I know. I like watching Disney movies.
I wasn't like, well, I just said, yeah.
I'm trying to watch all the Disney animated movies if I can. Get quite a bit of a list to go.
Was it a sequel movie?
I don't.
Oh, yeah. It was Lion King 2.
Oh, we did watch a Disney movie. Yes, Lion King 2 I liked a lot.
It was much better than I anticipated.
Yeah. Well, I anticipated it to be good because it's one of the better sequels, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, just because it's one of the better sequels doesn't mean it's good. Yeah, but it was.
But it was, definitely. And then we have to watch 1.5, too.
I can't wait for that one.
It was very good. I guess I don't really have much to say about it.
Kovu's
awesome.
Simba's a prick.
Yeah, Simba didn't learn much.
It's like he didn't learn anything.
Yeah, it's like he didn't have a first movie or something. It's like, tell my kid not to go here, but not tell them like why or what's going to happen to them if they go there.
I can't believe he didn't die. I heard he died in 1.5, though.
You heard that? How would he die in 1.5 if he didn't die? That doesn't make any
sense. Just making a joke. Just being funny. Just being silly.
I sound like Skeeter.
From Doug?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh. Well, he says, catch you later, Doug. Remember?
I do remember.
Oh, that doesn't sound like him?
No.
All right. Fine. You do an impression.
I can't.
Good. Good. I'm glad.
Skeeter was never my...
I love Skeeter. I didn't like Roger. He was mean.
I liked Roger.
Aww.
Roger made him hunt the nematodes.
And didn't they not exist?
They don't exist, yeah. Even though they do. They're a real thing.
Oh. He's just too stupid to find them, maybe.
Yep.
That's why I wanted to try sushi was because of Doug. He tried it with his grandma.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't remember
that
one.
And he was like, ooh, this isn't going to be good. And then he ate it and he's like, ooh, I love sushi. And he's like, nom, 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 nom.
I thought that was liver and onions.
Oh, that too.
Patty
he also
mayonnaise.
Tried sushi.
She was like, we're having liver and onions. That's my favorite.
I don't think I've ever had liver and onions.
And then he got all psyched out for it. And she goes, I just said that because I know you didn't like it. What a bitch. Fuck you, Patty Mayonnaise.
Yeah, that was kind of rude. That was stupid.
You ruined his life.
What a bitch. He had to get over his fear of it.
She had funny looking hair too. Like, do your hair.
Yeah. Enough with the polka dots too.
Right.
Seriously.
Well, I mean, polka dots are fine.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
But she got fucking bedhead 24/7.
I never tried beets either, even though they say it's like nature's candy.
It's nature's candy, don't you know?
Don't you know? Were
they from Wisconsin?
Oh, I don't know. Was that ever made clear?
Mosquito Valentino was.
Mosquito?
Yeah, that was his name, Mosquito Valentino.
How do you know he was from Wisconsin?
Well, because he had to have been. That's how they talk.
So they have like the cheese head things or whatever?
No, I don't know. And then there was Chalky Studebaga.
Who?
Chalky. He was
Chalky?
Yeah.
That's a weird name.
He was the athletic kid.
I don't remember him really.
Jesus, you don't remember
anything. I don't have a good memory though. I used to watch it like every day, so.
I watched all the Nickelodeon shows.
I did too.
Hey Dude.
Yes.
Salute Your Shorts.
Yep.
That was my favorite.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
They're
going to make an Are You Afraid of the Dark
movie.
The
Awful Waffle. I didn't like Are You Afraid of the Dark.
Oh, I loved it.
A little bit scared
Goosebumps
of it.
Had a good show, too.
There was a television show called Roundhouse, I think.
Roundhouse.
It was on SNICK.
I don't know if I remember that.
It was just dancing, I think. We'll bring it up later.
Yeah, we'll try that. Maybe we should do a Nick episode.
Oh, we could.
And we could do Universal Studios Nick attractions.
Oh!
There we go.
You're right. We could do that.
We could. Maybe we will. Who knows?
I didn't like Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh, I love that. And there was I actually found a shirt in Macy's the other day that was Clarissa Explains It All, but it says, like, what did she say to Ferguson? Ferguson said, like, you make me want to barf or something.
Probably.
Something like that.
She probably called him a barf bag or something.
Or, yeah, barf face or something.
I mean, Ferguson was just a misunderstood kid.
Yeah. Then the kid that always came in through her window. Oh, no, wait, that was... Yeah.
No, that was Clarissa Explains. Yeah. Who was that?
Sam.
Yeah, was
Hi,
that...
Hi, Sam.
Who played Sam?
I don't know, but he was kind of cute back then, I think, if I remember correctly.
For some reason, I picture Sean Hunter, but I know it wasn't Sean Hunter.
No, he looked kind of like that, though, kind of suave,
because they all had that fucking haircut.
Yeah, they did. I remember she had, like, a little, like, sandcastle, like, thing for her iguana, and I always wanted it. I don't know why. I don't want an iguana. I just wanted that little village like thing that she had in her room.
I don't remember much from that show.
We should watch some of it.
I mean, I remember more than I thought I did, but...
I don't remember like any of the situations, though, so I'd like to watch it again.
There was one episode where it was Ferguson Explains It All.
Oh, boy.
And that was my favorite episode.
Oh, boy. That sounds like chaos.
It was like
That's like when Scrubs passes it off to a different character and he like just touches them on their shoulder.
I'm not entirely sure. This might have been a Halloween episode. It was like an alternate universe episode.
Spooky. Oh, yeah. It's like if Clarissa didn't exist or something.
It was like a, yeah.
And this was like, so she was making a show, but like where was she putting the show? Because remember she would talk to the camera?
I think it was supposed to be like a diary.
It was like iCarly before YouTube.
I think it was supposed to be like a video diary.
Yeah. Oh, well, what, for her?
Yeah, for her to look back and be like, oh, now I get it because I'm explaining it all.
She's just going
to
watch her daily diary. Like,
yeah.
I think I have to watch it to see. Maybe we will. I'll find some. That's it for Birthday Land for now. We'll come back later.
We'll be back, birthday.
If anyone has any suggestions again, tell us on Facebook. We are at What's This Podcast. What's This Pod, I believe, on Twitter and Instagram. I believe we have one.
What's This? I don't know.
And whatsthispodcast.com has shirts.
Yeah, whatsthispodcast.com will take you everywhere you got to go.
Has all the videos if you want to watch along with us. It has a quote request if you want to get a Disney vacation request from me.
Because you are a travel agent.
I am. But we have shirts for sale. We have whatever else the hell you can find on there. All that shit.
Yeah.
All that good shit.
There's a lot of shit there.
And leave us a review. I don't know if we got any.
On iTunes, yeah, we haven't.
Why not? Or just send us feedback via message of some sort. Or whatever you want to do. I don't give a shit. Okay, well, until next time, happy birthday, Mickey.
Day is the most perfect day for a tiara, not a day.